This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I know I've said some variation of this for the last, 2 weeks, but you ready to freak out? You ready to freak out a little bit?
Yes.
Toy drive? Ready to freak out? 3 weeks from Thursday.
Holy crap.
I know. 23 days till toy drive. And it's funny because we were just talking about it off the air, about all the different, it's starting to heat up and everybody's like, hey, we're coming. When can we come? When, can I tell you this? First of all, you don't need to schedule a time. Hey, we've got a business and we're going to bring 100 bikes. Trust and believe. We'll make room for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, don't you worry about a thing. Let us worry about that. You just show up whenever you want. It's all good. We'll find a space. And sometimes there's a lot of people. And if you're just the tiniest bit patient, we'll slot it all in. It's fine.
Yeah.
Let us worry about that stuff. And no, you don't need an appointment. No, you don't need to schedule a time. No, by the way, all the people that I'm saying that to right now aren't listening.
Right.
they don't know.
So, but when you give a little PSA and then you're like, actually, no one's even looking at this.
Preach to the choir. Preach to the choir. Everybody who knows.
Relatable.
I have, and you know what? And it just struck me. Somebody who was asking for a time, they're not a celebrity. They're not a business. But that, I've decided what the absolute best part of my weekend was. And it was a phone call that I got yesterday.
Nice.
Oh, my God. So we'll do that. Coming up in just a minute on the first pick. We're loaded with prizes today. I love this. We're slammed with prizes. Are you going to be in a new Pink Box location on Saturday?
Yes, I am. Yes. 8 to 11 a.m. I'm so excited. Do you know that I am?
On Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday morning.
Up in the Northwest?
That's right. Yeah.
I believe and by the way, I don't have this in front of me. Oso Blanca and North Durango, if I recall correctly. Or maybe it's just in that neighborhood. And those are the two cross streets I put in my head. But it's something like that. Up there in the Northwest, there's a new one. There's a new Pink Box. Michaela's going to be there Saturday morning. And we've got $50 gift cards all week long.
Nice.
By all week, by all week long, I mean today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Yeah. So we'll do that for the first pick in a minute. How was, without getting too deep into it, how was your weekend? B, how was your Golden Knights experience?
It was iconic, to say the least.
Everything's iconic.
I mean, this one definitely, for multiple reasons, but it was definitely the Knights game was everything everyone said it was going to be. It was so fun.
Are you hooked?
Yeah, I'm hooked.
It's exciting. It's fun. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And there is a certain pride you carry being from Vegas, seeing a million. Vegas team. I didn't get it until I got it last night. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. All these people like are just so invested in this team with so much pride, which is so unique for Vegas because we never had teams. I say it all Correct. The time, but, you know, I was out of town for a long time. So for me, it's still kind of new.
I think it's why you see there's a passion level for the Golden Knights. There's a passion level for the Aces.
Yeah.
That, and I'm not banging the Raiders, not even close. So don't think that's what that is. But I think the fact that, and I know that the Aces came from San Antonio, but nobody cared. You know what I mean? Really, they didn't care about the number of people that cared about the WNBA before the Aces got here. And you can fight me all you want. You count them on both hands, maybe your toes. you know, there just weren't that many.
Right.
I knew because I'm that nerd. I knew about the WNBA and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't care.
Sure.
Until the Aces came. I mean, I knew about the Seattle Storm and, you know, and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's why, because the Golden Knights are ours.
Yeah, they weren't, exactly.
They didn't exist anywhere else. There's no other history than this. They started 1 October. The first year they went to the Stanley Cup final. You know what I mean? It's just, exactly. This is, yeah.
And yep, there's, they there's, belong to us.
And that passion will always be there, I think.
Yeah.
It's always such a
production. I won't say too much more, but it's just what a fun thing to go to.
You would be interested to know this and probably not surprised. There's a thing that they do in the industry, in the game presentation industry, and they get a Stanley. It's like a crystal version of the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? And that is awarded to the team that does the best game presentation. And the Golden Knights have won it 3 years in a row.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And to be honest with you, I think they've only given it out 3 years because I don't know who else has won it. So, yeah. But I know the Golden Knights have won it 3 years in a row. Now, the other side to this is, last night, Golden Knights, was that their first loss at home this year? I'm not sure. I think it might have been. But anyway, Carolina 5, Golden Knights 2. And Michaela is never allowed back into T-Mobile. I'm not sure. I've been more excited for a first pick than right now.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start it off. First
this on 98.5 KLUC.
So besides Golden Knights, and we didn't fully explain this. So Michaela was the featured artist of the game, right?
Yes.
What do they call that? Vegas-born artist of the game?
Yeah, Vegas-born artist of the game.
And then your fiance Lisa was the night, what do they call it? Nighttime DJ?
The DJ nightclub.
Uh-huh. Yes. And that all went great and everything was good?
It was awesome.
Did you, I never got to ask you, did you do the siren?
No, we didn't do the siren. I know.
F word.
But no. Honestly, watching
Lisa. Who did the siren instead of you?
You know what? They actually did. I think it was a different game because they were also honoring the veterans that were there.
Oh, of course.
So they had like a high up vet do it. And that was really awesome too. You know, my sister served, so she was with us. It was so nice to see all the vets. They stood up. They were honored. Still wanted to do that, sorry, but it's not important, not about me.
No, I wanted you to do the siren, but yeah, it's better to have the vets.
No, I guess they
it's better to have the vets do it on Makes Veterans sense. Day, you know.
Yes, I can't.
Other than last night, so I'm obsessed with you being at the Golden Knights game, but other than that, good weekend.
Yeah, great weekend. It was nice.
Adrian, we've not even addressed you yet. How was your weekend, sir?
It was a great weekend, very refreshing. I got to feel some real hate, which really made me feel good.
Tell me.
Why?
Tell us.
I'm a lovable person, but sometimes you have to hate a little bit, and now I have some energy that I can put that hate towards.
Oh, you had hate coming from you?
Yes. His name is called The Penguin, a.k.a. Oswald Cobb. It was the finale this weekend, and I have never hated a character more. And I am so happy that this show is leading into the next Batman. So now I can buy a movie ticket and go see this man get his comeuppance because of Batman.
Yeah, instead of that dumpster fire that was Joker 2. Yeah, I got you on that. Hey, and listen, this week. So we have tickets for Gladiator 2, you know, for an advanced screening that we'll give away probably Relationship Rehab around 8 o'clock later on this morning. And I'm skeptical. You know what I mean? Like, I was all in, and now I'm not against it, but I'm like, okay, I'm interested.
Sure.
Good reviews so far. The early reviews are good, though.
Good. No, good. I didn't know. I hadn't heard. That's good information. Yeah. Oh, good. Now I'm back home.
Wait, what was the best part of your weekend?
I echo Adrian's thoughts in that. Yeah. And I don't know why I needed a 3-day weekend so bad right there, but I did, just to kind of relax the mind a little bit and just have a little bit of fun. But the absolute best part. So again, if you're just tuning in, 23 days from Toy Drive, it's 3 weeks from Thursday. Here's what's wild. 45 days from 35 days. 35 days from now, Toy Drive will be over.
Wow. Oh my God. This is crazy.
I know. So then, over the weekend, in fact, last night, yesterday afternoon, I got a message from one of our long time. I mean, when you talk about a P1 D1, so a P1 is somebody who listens to this show on purpose, who consciously makes a choice. They set a button on their radio in their car. They actually do. They don't just stumble on us. They go, hey, this is part of my routine. I'm there. That's a P1. A P1 D1 is somebody who's been a P1 from day one. And if there's ever been a P1 from day one, a P1 D1, that's Lori B. Her daughter, Caitlin, for years was our promo for Toy Drive that would run during Toy Drive after they came and brought their donation. We would always have little Caitlin from the time she was six, I want to say, maybe. She always said, Merry Christmas.
Oh.
And that was the promo. Okay, that was part of it. It was the end of it. And I just found out Caitlin goes to UNR now. And she's doing everything she can to get her finals done, to be home for the final day of Toy Drive. And I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry talking about it. But she's, yeah. So, I was like, you guys have to come on the last morning. And she has to come and say Merry Christmas. And Lori goes, she's 19 now. And I go, yes, that's what makes it awesome. In fact, if I guarantee we don't have this level of organization here in this building and through me or anybody else, I take as much blame for that as anybody else. But what would really be dope would be if we had a bunch of her going Merry Christmas throughout the years.
Oh my God. Yes. That's so sweet.
So 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We have tickets. We have a $50 gift card to Pink Box. Michaela's going to be at the grand opening of the new one up in the Northwest on Saturday from 8 to 11. We got a $50 gift card to Pink Box that you can use at any of them right now. 702-364-9898. Go. I love that. That's a sign of a good show. Adrian hated the Penguin so much that, like, literally, he's mad.
Yeah.
He's just angry. Like, he's.
I originally thought he said he had hate geared towards him. And I was like, what? No, he was just mad at the Penguin.
Which, by the way, now, Michaela, and I'll use the Toy Drive music. I'll use the Toy Drive music. Now make the announcement. Michaela.
What?
Now make the announcement.
Wait, which announcement?
You tried to make an announcement while the song was playing regarding Adrian.
Oh my God, Adrian, our very own, hit 60,000 subscribers.
There we go.
On his incredible podcast, Unlikely Pod. Let's go, Adrian.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And I know that had to have been the absolute best part of your weekend, but you would never admit that. And I
appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome. With 60,000 subscribers, who's on the phone, by the way?
Elizabeth Cotto.
Hey, Liz, you know that with 60,000 subscribers from your big timer like Adrian, eventually you get a little hate, which is good. Yeah. That's how you know you're doing good. When you're good enough that they decide to hate you for no real apparent reason, it's pretty solid. So, Elizabeth, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
The best part of my weekend, my niece turned 17 and she wanted to go do all you can eat sushi and bowling. So all of her uncles and cousins showed up, all 23 of us. Table for 23, all you can eat. And so it was amazing. We had sushi. We went bowling. It was just such a fun time.
And my guess is 17 out of those 23 were just straight up hammered. That's my
It wasn't all you can drink. It was all you can eat, okay? But
fair enough. No, fair enough. That's good. That's amazing. What's her name?
Her name is Janelle.
Happy birthday, Janelle.
Happy birthday, Janelle.
And by the way, Elizabeth, enjoy your $50 gift card for Pink Box Donuts. Have you indulged ever?
Oh, I have before, but, you know, this will be a special treat. I'll be taking some for my coworkers and, of course, some for my family because, you know, $50, that's a nice gift card.
Yeah, that's solid. No, that's really, really solid. You're a good person. Have an amazing short week, and thank you so much for calling. Hang on one second, all right? Okay.
When I'm getting good. Ready all in right. the morning.
When I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, really quick, we got to let you know, Jet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime. It's Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. The second best part of my weekend is we did our Thanksgiving shopping. I believe we are ready.
Hey, let's go.
I believe. And by we, I mean my wife, because, you know, well, I'll fry the turkey. So yeah, I guess
you get in on the action.
And I made sure all of my stuff is in order. So, yeah. But if you're like, hey, I'm not good at this, or B, you're like, I don't want to do it. Michaela.
Yeah, that's totally me. Hey, Barry, it's me.
And did you yet pre-order your to-go meal?
No, I had a meeting with my mother-in-law yesterday and her sister, and they genuinely want to just order. So yeah. Please, if Barry, you're listening, I'm for real going to try to
give me a number of people. Give me a number of people.
Nine people.
Still nine. The number's nine.
Still nine.
To-go meal for nine or 90. Well, they're only doing 100 of them a day, so you kind of got to get in there. But complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings, and the best part, Adrian.
All the add-ons.
Add-ons, baby. Yes.
All of them.
Add-ons, baby. All of them. And you're like, tell me more about these add-ons. Well, find out yourself and order now at circalasvegas.com. Swifties. Do I have your attention? Swifties, pay attention.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I want to know, what'd we do to, and by we, I mean, you know, somebody in town. Not us. Who,
never
us. Are you kidding? But what'd we do to, who pissed off Sabrina Carpenter? Because she never, the short and sweet tour, totally. Here's what's funny. And anybody who's lived in this town and cares about concerts for knows that this is how it usually works. They schedule stuff out. We're never on it. Mm-hmm. But usually you'll see a couple of days open between like Sacramento and San Diego, or I don't know if I'm saying it like that, but okay.
Not with that voice though. I love it. You sound like a little surfer dude.
Very chong. Yeah, I don't know what that was. But you know what I'm saying, man, like between like San Diego and Phoenix, and then we get slotted in, you know, and then we end up with a show. Mm-hmm. And then Well, wait a minute. What'd you say, Adrian? She went Seattle, Portland,
Phoenix, San Diego, yeah. And then closed out in LA.
Yeah, you mean that's it? Done? They're already done? That's it? No more?
Do you think that she's maybe planning like a little small Vegas residency stint? So that's why she skipped? I mean, Vegas
we just
is a place
got hosed. Or right, just sure. Somehow we got.
I didn't want to think about it like that because I love her and I wanted to come.
Or who knows? Who knows what that might be? You never know. Sometimes there's people are going, I'm not going to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like it's because we're different than other places, or maybe they just couldn't work it out. Maybe we were full. I don't know. Maybe we were booked.
Maybe, but I feel like she's got a big fan base here. We would have loved to have seen her, and I include myself.
Well, and people would. I mean, the passion. I mean, you got your Taylor Swift, as far as pop music goes. I mean, wouldn't you say you got your Taylor Swift right now, and then you got your Sabrina Carpenter? You might throw some Chappell Roan in there, but I mean, as far as the passion level and the, you know, I kept seeing it on my timeline of people like, hey, we're all dressed up to go to the Sabrina Carpenter show. And I'm like, yeah, when's ours again?
Yeah.
Look, mm-hmm. Look at it. Did I miss it? All right, fine. Well, we'll see if we can get a hold of her people and find out what's going on. Not on the same level. In fact, some might say completely opposite. There is a concert announcement coming, and there may be family members. I know that were my father-in-law to still be around, I'd go, that's what I'm getting him for Christmas right away. There's an announcement coming up at 7 o'clock and a chance for you to win free tickets on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We'll tell you all about it in a few minutes. You know, they were lying about that. This show is live right now. I don't know why.
Why lie?
Pre-recorded.
Would never do that.
Tell the people the truth right now. Okay, well, parts of it might be. I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hang on. Let's make the paper crinkling sound so you know it's official. I really do have this on paper, though. I actually printed it out so I didn't screw it up so I could hold it in my hand. We have an announcement that we have to give to you right now. Jeff Dunham, the Artificial Intelligence Residency at PH Live at Planet Hollywood on Sunday. Did you notice it's not the Bach Theater anymore?
Uh-huh.
It's PH Live at Planet Hollywood. Sunday, February 2nd, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. Tickets on sale Saturday, November 16th at 10 a.m. Vegas has been very, very good to Jeff Dunham. You know what I mean? Like, it's huge. So we will have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets for Jeff Dunham coming up. I kill you! That's one of the characters that Jeff Dunham. Do you know who Jeff Dunham is?
Not as familiar as you are.
He's a ventriloquist. I bet you would know 99% of his characters and his characters' taglines, even if you weren't exactly familiar with who Jeff Dunham was.
Okay.
So we have tickets for you with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown in about 10 minutes. Now, in fact, you know what? Forget that. In about 2.5 minutes, because we're going to play Teddy Swims and then we're going to play the game. For everybody else, they go on sale Saturday. Can you believe that this Saturday is already November 16th?
No, I literally can't.
Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. Can you believe that we are 23 days from Toy Drive? 23. It's 3 weeks and 2 days away. 3 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah, dude, that's nuts.
2 weeks until Thanksgiving, and then another week it's Toy Drive, and away we go. And you could tell this weekend with Veterans Day that all of a sudden the switch flipped.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody told the weather yet, even though it's a little, you know, it's a little windy today and we might see some rain, probably not. But you know what I mean? It's a little windy, but it's still, you know, like it was 75 this weekend.
Yeah.
And that lulls you into that false sense of security. Give it another 2-3 weeks. That switch will flip. Mm-hmm. And away we go.
And I'm ready. I'm ready for the holidays. I'm so excited for Toy Drive. I'm ready.
I didn't get told to mind my own business this weekend.
Oh,
but I was very much, I've been very concerned about Michaela's health and well-being at Toy Drive. Because what did you say? What's the thing that you hate the most on this planet?
Being cold.
Yeah.
Hate
so
it.
I was all manner of worried about it. Went to Costco yesterday. They have their winter, you know, like snow stuff. Because we've got up Mount Charleston, you know, in other places. You go to
Bryanhead
or whatever. You go to Mammoth. Mm-hmm. You go skiing. You do stuff.
That's right.
You do things. So I saw some heated stuff. Now, sadly, all of the heated gloves, heated socks, heated vests are only for adult sizes.
Where is this going? Where is this going?
Well, I went over. My wife goes, maybe go look over in the kids. And all I could literally find were gloves, and they weren't heated. They're gloves, but they're good gloves.
Sure.
So I bought a pair for myself, and I bought a pair for Michaela, because I was worried that you wouldn't have proper gloves, and then you would choose fashion over function. And I got you just some straight up here. Wear these. And then
thank you, my angel.
Well, and then it struck me that you had said some about your fiance Lisa being a snowboarder. So I sent a picture of the gloves, and I said, "Did you say Lisa's a snowboarder?" Michaela replies, "She's a skier." And I'm a snowboarder. And I said, so you're set for toy drive then. You know what you're doing. I'll stop stressing out.
Yeah.
Sure. And then Michaela fires back. Here's why you shouldn't. Can't ever take what anybody says on social media seriously. Ha, ha, ha. I promise you, Chetty, I'm more than capable. I may look and act like I'm 7 years old. But I've been grinding and put in charge of events like this my entire career. Don't stress, which I showed my wife. And I said, did Michaela just tell me to go mind my own business?
No, here's why I said that. In fairness, since April.
My wife looked at me and said, I think she just told you to kiss off. And I was like, and by the way, she may not have used kiss, but
here's why. Said,
you know what?
Since April, have been, even up until last week, you were like, I don't know if you can handle toy drive. It's insane. People have been asking if you can handle it. I said, I did not say that. That's what I
you
thought
know
you
what
meant.
I said. No, what I said was somebody asked me if you were ready. Do you think she's ready for toy drive? And I go, no, nobody's ready for toy drive. Nobody's ever ready for toy drive. I'm never ready for toy drive, and I don't want to be ready for toy drive. It just happens. It'll be fine.
I know, but you've been pressing it since April. So that's what I thought you meant. I was like, don't stress, Chetty. I got it. I know what to do. Gloves. Yeah, I'll take warm gloves all day long. Please buy me a sweater too. I
was worried about you being cold. And then I went, okay, fine. She's got it. And then, but no, it struck me. So you're a skier?
Snowboarder.
Yo, you're the snowboarder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Then you've got warm winter stuff.
No, you know what? I really don't.
What do you mean no?
Because I feel like you're moving and grooving when you're snowboarding, like standing still at toy drive. I don't know about. Adrian, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, the purpose is that when you're snowboarding, it's cold. So you need a jacket, even if you're moving and you feel the blood. Like,
I know what this is. She's the one. She's the one that when you see him on social media, she's the snowboarding in a bikini. I know.
I do everything in a bikini, including riding motorcycles. Listen, it's going to be great, you guys. Don't worry.
Michaela's hometown throwdown coming up. Hang on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We welcome back our brand new champion. And her name, which I have very close by at hand, but not in front of me, Susanna Medellin from Inspirata. How could I forget that? Ever?
How did you forget?
Forever. How was your, Susanna, how was your weekend?
Yep. It was okay. I kind of got a cold, so, I mean, not feeling the greatest, but it was okay.
It's the, it's the wind blowing around and all the junk picking up, but it feels like, I don't know about you, it feels like we've had a cold. Either my wife or I or both of us have had something that's making us sneeze and cough uncontrollably since like April.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just nuts. It's just crazy. Yeah. Adrian, who's our challenger?
We got Aaron Flores representing Southern Highlands.
Hi, Aaron.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Aaron?
Oh, Aaron, Aaron, A-A, not Aaron, E-R-I-N, Aaron.
Yeah,
as we ask everybody, Aaron, in Southern Highlands, inside the gates or outside the gates? You know what I'm saying.
Outside the gates, outside.
Attaboy.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Make sure that you answer by yelling out your name. Do not give your answer until we call on you because you don't want to give it away to the other person. And you may think you got in first, but you may not have. And the first 1 to 3 is the winner. And your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Megan Fox just announced she's pregnant. What's the name of her soon-to-be baby daddy?
Oh, Aaron.
Okay, first of all, we didn't call on you yet. And what did we just tell you a second ago? Don't blurt it out until we call on you.
I thought I heard you say my name. My bad.
I got a little excited. He's so excited right now. I love this. I love how excited Aaron is. What did you say?
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, sure. How is that not breaking news when you talk to him, Adrian? How did you not get that out of him?
That didn't come out yet. It didn't. The news didn't
I know.
Come
that's
out.
What I'm saying. But why? At some point, you couldn't have just gone, hey, so is she pregnant? I mean, you know, just because you never know. That comes up in conversation. No.
Odyssey app to listen to the interview if anybody wants to go check it out.
Sure. Just to hear how. Okay, and here's what's really funny was. They were just like, hey, we want to have MGK come on, talk about doing halftime at the NFL game in Germany, and he's got other projects and whatever. We're like, yeah, cool. And then three days later, it's like, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Well, or thanks, sis. Maybe he didn't know yet. Maybe he didn't even know yet. Adrian, do you think he knew?
I think Megan waited for him to get back to the country to tell him. If I had to make a guess, I think that's my guess.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking, is make a guess, because none of us know. All right, 1-0 for the challenger. Question number 2.
Yale University will be studying this legendary artist's career as an actual course in 2025, from Destiny's Child to her smash album Lemonade. What's her name?
Susanna
buzzed in first.
Beyonce.
Yes, Beyonce. I was like, you know that one, right? We're tied at 1.
After being released from her conservatorship, this pop star is making news as she claims she's
Susanna.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, it should be Britney Spears. Here's the funny thing. Anytime you say conservatorship, doesn't it almost have to be Britney Spears? Because I don't know anybody else who... who's the one girl that was on...
Amanda Bynes.
She's the only other one that I know in a conservatorship. And there's no judgment. I just don't know anybody else who's in a conservatorship besides Britney Spears and Amanda Bynes. 2-1 for the champ.
What team did the Vegas Golden Knights play against last night?
It's a tough one. You better get it. 2, one. That was the Carolina Hurricanes. And an even better question is, who is the Vegas-born artist of the game, Michaela?
Massive.
It was Michaela Garden! Yay! And the nightclub, Knight, the Knight Club, yes. DJ was Michaela's fiance, DJ Lisa Pittman. So it was a fun time had by all, but Michaela is no longer allowed to go to Golden Knight games because they lost.
Yeah, sorry,
so,
dudes.
And they hadn't lost at home, I don't think, all year. And so now,
yeah,
we'll see how this... You're at least not allowed to go back until they lose again.
Just to make sure it wasn't me.
Yeah, just to get the stank off you. Yeah, okay, good. All right, so it's still 2-1 for the champ.
The Real Slim Shady reportedly filmed a comedic role for Happy Gilmore 2. What's his name in real life?
Susanna.
Susanna for the win.
Marshall Mathers.
Dude, Aaron, you were so good there to start out, and then what happened? You just got smoked.
Because I was making it before me, she beat me to it,
Fair and square. Dang it. Aaron, we say this to a lot of people, but I truly believe this about you. I want you to call back in and play this game again, because I think you got the right attitude. I think you got the right smarts. You could be a big-time champion in this game.
Yes.
I appreciate it. I'll definitely call back. 110%. Right. Got me.
Thanks, boss.
All right, brother. Have a great day.
Thanks,
I love
guys.
It when you call people boss. I love that. I just do. You've worked in this town forever, and so you're behind the scenes and you call people boss, and I love that.
I love that. Thank you. Love you.
That's fun. Susanna is now a two-time champion, and she has the very first pair of tickets for Jeff Dunham, the artificial intelligence residency at PH Live Planet Hollywood in February on Groundhog's Day weekend, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. For everybody else, tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hang on, don't turn those off yet. A two-time champ. I almost turned our mics off for no reason. A two-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
What? Hello? Oh. What? Hello? Well, hello.
Hi. I heard a drill.
Oh, you heard that? How did you hear that? Oh, because he... Because the phone, I heard it with my ears. I'll reach through this phone.
I love her
don't
already.
Don't make me turn this around. I'm
doing good morning.
Adrian, who is this?
We got Maria Cavasso from Chinatown.
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
Hi, what's Maria.
What's going on in Chinatown? What are you working or playing?
Oh, I'm working. Wait, when? What? I'm living
right now.
Wait, what are we talking
about?
He
said you're in Chinatown, so yeah.
Oh no, I live there right now. I'm dropping my kids off at school, so I'm being mom.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Well, do you have a second for actually? Do you have 177 seconds for our silly little survey?
I do.
It will pay off for you, I promise. Don't make me... Michaela, will you handle this? No, I'm just kidding.
Obsessed with her. Yeah.
Me too.
Invite her for lunch.
Hey, be specific.
I'm down.
I can't today. I'm booked. I'm sorry. Maria, well, I guess I wasn't invited, was I yet? Yeah. I'm just assuming. No, listen, Maria, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I went to Lake Havasu for the first time with a bunch of my family. I didn't spend a dime. They took care of me and I loved it. It was great.
And you saw London Bridge. Good.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. My brother was staying at the London Resort, the London Bridge Resort. So that was fun. Got to go in the slide. That water slide was intense.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Adrian has questions.
Yeah, what is it? Tell me more about this place. I've never been.
Same.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's only 2 hours and 20 minutes away from Vegas. They've got, obviously, Lake Havasu there. Lots of bars. They've got tours that you can do. It's a really cute place. Yeah, you should check it out.
Today's 177 second survey is brought to you by the Neon City Festival and the Lake Havasu Board of Tourism. Visit Lake Havasu today. Great. No, that's a, you, but honest to God, Michaela, you've never been.
Never.
Born and raised, you've never been.
Never. Huh. And I really want to go.
Well, you should. Did you ever do the Grand Canyon thing?
No.
You never went to Grand Canyon West. People went out of their way to make that happen. You didn't go?
I know. Well, unfortunately, the schedule, they kind of got back to us last minute, and I had to sing that night, so it didn't work out. But we're going to try again because the season's right. over now.
I'm making a list. Michaela's got to go to Grand Canyon. No, I don't need to check it. Grand Canyon West for Michaela and Lake Havasu. Good Lord. And we're getting you free. And we're also getting you free Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, good. I have many things that I have to, I'm taking care of Michaela today.
Thank you.
In a new survey, the average person is planning to attend 3 big social events this year, which is down from 5 last year. The question became, Maria, are you over holiday gatherings?
Low-key, yes, but I'm still going to do it. You know, I have a big family, and I love to see them, so why not? You know, we only live once.
I love family Thanksgiving, family Christmas. I'm not crazy about other people's houses.
But also, I'm obsessed with Maria. She was like, yeah, go visit my family. Yeah, YOLO. Do it.
She's not wrong.
Food, I'm there.
Yeah, it's true. But like, people are like, I'll go skydiving, YOLO. Maria's like, I'm going to go visit my family for the holidays.
YOLO. Well, because you do only live once and grandma's only going to be around so long. Yeah, so you got to go. You really should. So the other question, we could just go quick on this one. Do you still dress up for Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
That used to be a thing. I don't dress up, but I'm at least mostly presentable.
So Apollo,
okay, you know me too well. You know what that means. Yeah, it means probably Costco pants that are not jeans. And yeah, like the jogger, the business casual joggers, and a polo.
Yes.
You know me way too well. All right, take your kids, have a blast at Disney Descendants/Zombies, the World's Collide World Tour at T-Mobile in July, which I know seems a long way off, but it appears that things get here way too quick. And have an amazing day. You're awesome.
Thank you guys. Take care. Yep.
Hang tight, one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You're not you, and by you I mean everybody listening, may not be happy with something I have to say for relationship rehab. Oh. I am completely going against everything that I thought I ever believed in. I had a conversation with another radio buddy about the whole cheating, no cheating bit that we do.
Yeah.
And I was telling him it's not on the face of it, it doesn't sound great. In execution, we have a really good time with it. And that's really the key. Yeah. Is to have a good time with the cheating, no cheating.
Sure.
Then the question came up, is cheating ever justified?
Okay.
Quick answer is no, right? The quick answer is no, it's never justified.
I wouldn't say that.
Or is it? So well, yeah, we'll discuss in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
Okay, I thought I was going to be way off base with this relationship rehab, but let's do this first. But I'm thinking I may have an ally. Okay. And I think that ally is going to be the one person that I thought was going to argue with me the most. That person being Michaela Gordon.
You never know with me, Chet.
Talking with a buddy. Really? I don't know why you got all dramatic with me right there.
I felt like it.
Yeah, like it. Some days you just feel that way. She's running her fingers through her hair too. It's like a, yeah,
Brushing out the curls, giving you a little accents.
No, like I feel like a physical attack may be coming sometime shortly. It's gearing up.
I'm preparing myself. Like
it feels like she's
never. No, no, yeah.
Honestly, shredded her fingers through her hair, like, and looking at me like all the different ways she could do away with the body.
You thought I was going to agree with you, but psych. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right? Wait a minute. Oh, he fell right into my trap, did he? Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime. It's Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet go-to meal complete with, can I tell you this? I, on your behalf, I put in an order for 11 this morning. For 11.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings. What else, Adrian?
All the add-ons.
Add-ons.
All of them.
Order now. Find out about it and get your order in. They're only doing 100 per day for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, heading into Thanksgiving, and it'll get here and you'll go, God, I wish I'd have done that. And you didn't do it. So order now. You don't have to go pick it up today. You know what I'm saying? Just order now at CircaLasVegas.com. And I will tell you, I investigated further this weekend because I couldn't believe it either. Mm-hmm. So one of the major grocery type, you know, places where a lot of folks go.
Yeah.
They were doing their own. Hey, turkey, everything. With a 60% off coupon, it was still $10 more than the berries thing.
God.
I can't explain it either. Other than, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, get on that, dude.
Take that information for what you will. So having a discussion over the weekend with a radio buddy, we were just batting around bits. I said, you know, it was fun. We did this cheating, no cheating thing. And it was just, you know, we had a bunch of different emails from people that were asking about different. My significant other is doing this. They're texting their coworker at 11 o'clock at night and they're sending funny memes to each other and everything. Is that cheating? You know, and so we had a bunch of that type of thing. Somehow the conversation swung around to, is cheating ever justified? Now, I immediately was like, nope, it's cowardly. If you're not happy in your relationship, you should get out. And I mean, there's exceptions to every whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But and not for nothing. I have been cheated on, and it destroyed. I always say that was the worst day of my life, but it was also the best day of my life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and at the time, it messed me up like it would mess anybody else up, right?
Sure.
However, on my end of it, on my end of being the cheatee, not the cheater, well, thank God. Thank God, because then I met my wife. I met my wife, and my life is amazing in ways that I would have never imagined.
Of course.
And it's all due to her. It's literally all due to her. Just because, you know, I was still executing in my own way, but with the support and the love from my wife, Amy, everything's better with her in it. So in that instance, am I grateful? Yeah, kinda had to sacrifice, had to give up some stuff, but what came out of the other side of it? Amazing.
Yeah.
My buddy brought up an instance that he believed, and I went, oh my God, he may be right. Is cheating ever justified? No, but there may be one occurrence. One. Michaela once again has her arms crossed. Very serious. When we get into everything's cool all day long, she's sitting back in a relaxed posture every day, right about 8 o'clock for relationship rehab. Those arms go crossed.
I go to thinking mode.
Oh, God, in death mode, looks at me like, y'all killed me.
Well, because I'm contemplating sharing a very personal story, but I think it would add to this and my opinion.
Fantastic. I love that. Continue to consider this.
Okay.
Because you said something a second ago too, that you're also believing that cheating may be, there may be an if and only if.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember that from like algebra in eighth grade?
Yeah.
If and only, blah, blah, blah. This is real if and only if. IFF. Remember that from math? 702-364-9898. We have, you know, let's see which prize we, Gladiator 2, an advanced IMAX screening. Tuesday, November 19th. That's a week from today at 7 o'clock. Man, think about that. A week from today, you'll be seeing Gladiator 2. That's amazing.
Look at that.
But we need your thoughts. Is cheating ever justified? Caller number 25 right now, 702-364-9898. And Michaela may or may not tell her story next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Before we get too far into this, Christine's caller 25, Adrian. Is she the one? Okay, good. So we were talking about this cheating, no cheating bit that we did as a spinoff on Relationship Rehab. And I was talking with a radio buddy of mine. And through talking about the bit, he just pops out with, is cheating ever justified? And I was like, oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Christine, that's also what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I feel like even if it's a, like, I mean, I'm curious because I know you guys said that there's a if and only if, so I'm kind of curious to hear about it, but I feel like even, you know, even to get back at them, even if it's a really bad situation and someone's making you feel better, I mean, I always feel like if it's really that bad, or if that's at that point where someone's already catching your attention, and you're kind of, you know, entertaining that, I feel like at that point you kind of should just break up with the person you're with. And just, you know, and just leave it at that and be done with it because
obviously, yeah, yeah. No, and that, yeah. Amen. And mm-hmm. Oh no. And I used words like gutless and cowardly and blah, 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 all that stuff. Can we come back to Christine? Absolutely. I want to talk to Samantha, Marco, and Dorothy. And then I want to come back to Christine. Do you have a second for us, Christine?
Fine. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Because the phone cut out on for me just for a second. Okay, cool. So let's go to Samantha. Samantha, cheating, never justified, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Gutless, cowardly, all these things.
Yep. If you're even talking to somebody by text or email or have this glance where you're looking at somebody and then you go get the phone number, cheating is cheating. If this has happened to me, so I'm just like, no, you cannot do that to anybody because that's going to hurt the other person. Period, the end. Anything you do that if your relationship, you feel like you're going to wonder, then or you have other feelings for somebody else, or even if it's just a swing thing, like you're going to go out and you're going to party and you do something, you still have a choice. If you make that choice, that's cheating. That's no, you, it's just no, no.
Passionate about
excuse.
It. Love
yes,
that.
Very
love
passionate.
That. Very yeah. Great. Samantha. Great job. No, yeah, it's awesome.
For sure.
And by the way, I was just while she was talking, I just flipped through with the help of like ChatGPT, our buddy and I compiled all of these cheating, no cheatings. So we have literally 6 months. Did you see how many? There's like 4 pages of cheating.
It's amazing.
No cheatings that we took from, we entered in all of these emails and stuff like that. And there's a million of them. Plus, remember when I didn't have show sheets the other day on Wednesday? Remember when I didn't have show sheets printed out? They were attached with the cheating, no cheatings. So
there
I
we are.
Them. Yeah, it's so great. No, it was a big problem for the show last Wednesday that I didn't have these things. Marco, when is cheating justified, sir?
I think when it gets to really a certain point where sometimes maybe things just aren't going the right way, maybe possibly even physically, but obviously if it gets to that physical level, you shouldn't even be anywhere near that other person, or something really, really nasty, negative towards, you know, the other party's family members or someone really close to them.
Okay. Okay, so Dorothy, why is Marco crazy?
I think he's totally insane. But I was thinking about it, listening to everybody, but I don't think it's cheating unless the other person knows. So if money's involved, does that count?
Wait a minute. My mind's already blown by part one of that. It's not, is it cheating? God, Michaela, is it cheating if the other person never finds out?
Yeah, dude. Moral compass.
It's still, yeah. But that's, wow, that blew my mind. And then what about money?
Yeah, so if money's involved, then I would be okay with it.
You mean like hookers?
If my other half cheated.
Wait,
no,
what
like
do you mean?
If my other half was to cheat but got a crap load of money out of it, totally worth it.
Oh my God.
Do unto others.
Okay.
Like to do unto them.
Okay.
That's so funny. I thought she really was talking about something else.
Now, my buddy, his name's Dave. I'm not saying his name on purpose, and I don't know why. So, no, my buddy Dave said this, and I thought this was pretty wild. Can we go back to Christine? So, Christine, you did not put a... Oh, I'll show you.
What?
Hang on a second.
Was this waiting music?
Hey, Michaela.
She has a life to live, too.
Sing me a song.
You are the one for me. You see. Relationship rehab.
Oh no! Wait, she's done. Hang on. I'll see your hold music and give you some of our own.
Ooh, samba vibes.
That's really funny that you put us on hold. That's really hilarious that you put us on hold. So did you hear what everybody else said about cheating and about how it's?
Yes. I was listening. That's pretty hilarious.
So, okay. Now Dave says cheating is justified if it turns into, like, if they end up being the person that you end up with for the rest of your life. Do you agree or not agree?
No, I don't agree, because even still, like I said, if you had broken up with the person that you were with and then continued on, you know, to then, you know, move forward with that relationship, that you didn't have to cheat, you still same outcome, and everybody, you know, no one's heart's broken at the end. That's what I think.
Okay. So then we anticipated, because that's what I said. I said, okay, well, then why not just leave first? Well,
exactly.
here's the thing. So if you've left in order to cheat, I guess, at some point, haven't you already cheated to get to that point?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's true. That's why for me, I feel like if you have already someone else is catching your attention, at that point, you should just let go of the current relationship you're in, because you're obviously not happy. And then it might lead to you possibly cheating on that person. So if it's already going that far, where you want to entertain someone or you're entertaining someone, it's just, or you're already cheating, it's gone too far, just to break up with the person and be done with it before it gets any further.
That's a giant leap. I mean, that's a big leap. Mm-hmm. It just really is. Because how do you...
Cheating, I think.
No, I know. I get it. I totally get it. Michaela, you were going to tell a story a second ago.
Okay, so I think cheating, depending on the circumstances, can make the relationship better. I was in a relationship, and 3 years in, I got cheated on. I was distraught, literally devastated, inconsolable. And then a couple days later, we had to have the conversation. And when we had the conversation, it was an opportunity where I really had to take responsibility as well. The person I was with cheated on me because I was working a lot. I wasn't home. She'd come to me multiple times to have a conversation about feeling like emotionally neglected. There was a lot of things I wasn't showing up for in the relationship. Not intentionally. It was just the time of my life. It was really, really busy. I was. And she gave me examples of when she was trying to ask for my attention. I wasn't available. There was something that happened. We ended up going to couples therapy. And honestly, it made me a better person, in relationships. She wasn't wrong. And I had to like look at that. I really had to take accountability for that. I played a part. And she didn't want to leave the relationship because she loved me. But she also didn't know what to do. It was a difficult situation. We're still incredible friends to this day. And we ended up staying together a few more years. And I think that honestly, I'm glad it happened. I didn't blame her when we like mapped it all out. I've also had a lot of therapy and can say that now. But like it made us better. It made me better. And I understood where she was coming from.
Yeah, and I'm bitter. I told her she had 10 days to get her stuff out of my house. Oh. So that was...
Okay.
I did. I don't know if we've solved anything on this, but I think it was a really interesting thing. And by the way, wanted to tell you that you've got the tickets for our advanced screening of Gladiator 2 next Tuesday.
Oh, okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Yes.
No, thank you so much. And I don't know if we're going to be able to make it, so you'll have to tell us how it is, okay? Because we trust you. We don't trust reviewers.
Obviously.
All righty. Sounds good. I will.
All right. Everybody stay on hold. We'll be back in just a second. Here's Sabrina Carpenter.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Boy, thank you for everybody's... Man, all you got to do is talk about cheating on the radio and people go crazy. Like, much love.
I love it, though.
For everybody who didn't get on the air. What's popular right now that you have zero interest in? I love this because I went, okay. Do you find I'm a participator? Am I not?
Yeah, you are.
I'm not. You don't have to say it just to make me happy.
Really, you're not going to sound like that.
No, because I'm going to sound like the grumpy old dude. But I'm like, no, I like stuff, right? I join in.
Yeah, you
don't
do.
I?
Yes. I like to feel
like I do.
You're accepting. No, you're accepting. Every time I give you a show recommendation, you're like, I'll download it, watch it on the plane. You do a lot of times. A lot of things you're down for.
Or anything for the show. I'm like, great, let's do it. Fine. The more the merrier. Okay, so thumbs up or thumbs down? The endless cycle of reboots and remakes. Thumbs down for me. Even Gladiator 2, I'm like, and Adrian talked me off the ledge on that. I was so excited. And you know what poisoned me was Joker 2, because I was super excited about that. Like, my wife and I carved out time to go see that movie. And then we never got to it because everybody went, it's a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
The endless cycle of reboots and remakes. Actually, I'm going to tell you that I don't like it. But like the Roadhouse remake, I didn't hate it like everybody else did. The Red Dawn remake, I didn't hate it like everybody else did.
I'm going to actually do thumbs down.
AI generated influencer content or AI anything or influencer anything. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Quick answers, please. We have to get to a break. Adrian?
Thumbs up.
Sports betting? It's a big thing. I know you're into it. Adrian's into it.
Sports down. I mean, sports down. Thumbs down.
Sports down. Sports ball. Sports ball. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yay sports.
Yeah.
By the way, people doing that, thumbs down. Yay sports. Shut up. Just go on to whatever you do. Sports. Although every time I say that, then I go, God, I need to download one of those apps.
Oh God.
I need to do it. I need to, cause I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also remember I like my money.
Yeah. So I'm just too cheap.
I'm probably too cheap right now. Mm-hmm. Streamer/Twitch culture. Adrian, you got to sit this one out because I know you're all in and you're part of it.
Hello. Thumbs
right?
up. Yeah. No, hello. Thumbs up. It.
Yeah.
I'll say thumbs up.
Are you thumbs up?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Do you stream stuff? Do you go on Twitch and watch people play video games?
I do on TikTok.
Right, do you really?
Yeah, I do. And sometimes I go on TikTok. Yeah, I'm trying to get into it. Yes.
Wow. Stanley Cups, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Adrian?
Thumbs down, too. I don't like hockey that much.
No, not
the water cup.
Oh, yeah, the water cups, too. Yeah, anti-cups over here.
Nope. I say no, but I love mine. I have one. It was a gift, and I love it. And I wish I had another one.
I just feel like you're carrying a whole jug around. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just drink the water.
That's the great thing. And it's always cold and delicious.
I hear that. I also don't drink water. So who am I to say anything?
Fillers, Botox, and plastic surgery.
Thumbs up, baby.
Michaela, sent this one out.
Thumbs up. I went a little hard on the filler last month, but thumbs up.
YouTubers, Adrian, sits this one out. 60,000 subscribers for our boy. Cybertrucks, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs middle down.
Down.
Thumbs down.
Adrian, down. Pickleball.
Oh, thumbs all the way down.
Thumbs up.
I'd love to try to be into it, but just whatever. Vaping. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
What's popular right now that you have zero interest in?
So funny.
So a lot of people are thumbs down on these. So I don't feel so bad. At first, I felt bad because I felt like a hater. But the headline of this is legitimately what's popular right now that you have zero interest in. So we're not the only ones. You know what else I have zero interest in?
What?
Continuing this bit.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my goodness. We were just talking about something a second ago, and it was very important, and I forget what I was going to tell you. I don't remember what it was.
Ugh, I hate that.
Other than top 10 sexiest bald men of 2024. I didn't expect to make the list, but still, it's a little disappointing. And I'll tell you why it's disappointing. Number 10, Vin Diesel. Number 9, Stanley Tucci. Number 8, French soccer coach Thierry Henry. All very sexy. Uh-huh. Samuel L. Jackson, 7. Terry Crews, 5. Yes, I skipped 6. Surfer Kelly Slater, 4. Shaq, 3. The Rock, 2. Prince William, 1. All very sexy. I understand it. Marketing agency used a list of criteria like smile analysis, shine factor, vocal attractiveness, and media perception to create their ranking. Well, I can see out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, out of the 4 categories that they use, I can see 4 where I've come up way short.
No.
However, I will say just a little, just stings just a little.
Just a tiny bit.
That Danny DeVito is number 6. It just stings. It's just a little. I love Danny DeVito. Uh-huh. I love Danny DeVito. Sexy is not the word that comes to mind.
Not at all.
Because
but even
of
Prince William, number 1. No.
No, he's a sexy beast.
Really? He is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a sexy beast.
Right.
I mean, what do I know? what do I know about it? But I believe I have appreciation. Look, I'm not crazy about Vin Diesel, but I know why he's on there.
I could see why he's on there. That would make sense.
Sure. Sure.
Danny DeVito. It's amazing.
Danny DeVito. Look, like I said, I have zero expectation. However, really?
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
You know what we haven't done in a minute? Now I say we do it now.
What?
Good feeling stories of the day.
Let's do it. Oh, sometimes I get
a good feeling. Yeah. How about this? You know I avoid lottery stories like the plague, but I dig this one. Construction worker in Vancouver bought a scratch-off lottery ticket for a game called Concert of a Lifetime. And he now gets to take his whole family to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
God, how much is that worth? Oh, my God.
Swift
is. The grand prize was a VIP suite for 14 people at one of her shows next month. Wow. He also won $25,000. Okay.
Nice.
Here's where this is cool. He's bringing his immediate family. They're bringing a few close friends. Obviously, no shortage of people to fill those 14 spots, right?
Sure.
He's setting aside four of them and giving them to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh my God.
Is that not just the absolute best?
I love when good things happen to good people and then they pay it forward again.
Yep. Iowa-based grocery store chain Hy-Vee has announced that they are getting rid of self-checkout. The backlash is real. It's happening, kids. The rubber band is snapping back. They're doing it to promote more face-to-face interaction with people.
You know what? I love that idea. I think that we literally have no interaction as a society now. Not that you need to talk for hours, but I used to like talking to my girl at the grocery store. Just a quick catch up. How are you? We're out. I liked that.
And people need jobs. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Like a real, like an actual job. And this is, yeah, I think it's a great idea. I'd love to see everybody do it. Congratulations to Bernard Snyder and Joe Cartwright. Just got married in Austin, Texas last week.
Yay!
Hooray! Why do you're like, why do I care? I don't know those people. Well, Joe is 96.
Oh, my.
Bernard is 98.
Oh, my boo-boos.
He says, Bernie says he got up the nerve to ask her on a date a little while back. Then they started having dinner together. Both are widowed. They live in a retirement home. They never expected to get married again. They just fell in love and went, you know, well, time's kind of a way, you know, we may not have a lot of time, so we should probably just move things along a little bit.
Yeah.
The wedding was last Friday in the retirement home's courtyard. The kids got together to plan the whole thing, and it's freaking adorable.
Beauty pies. I love it.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, this is wild to me. And I don't know. I wonder if this is the first of the dominoes to topple. Australia is talking about banning social media for all kids under 16.
Okay. Ugh, I kind of love it. I think it's kind of genius.
The parliament plans to vote on the bill later this month. Here's my thing. A, I don't, how do you enforce that? B, if you're a parent, you know, can't you just take care of that yourself? Kind of?
I mean, you can, but I think, look, I'll get very personally, when I did American Idol at 16, social media was sort of coming around the message boards. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you, it broke my confidence. The things that were written were And it would, that's difficult for a 16-year-old. So I think that the 16-year-olds now dealing with all the social media, the TikTok, the things they're seeing, the comparison, it's just so unhealthy. I don't know how you enforce it, but I'm 100% behind it.
Yeah. And you don't have to be on American Idol to fall victim of it.
No.
We see it all the time. Well, and the prime minister, and maybe they're just sending a message. You know what I mean? Like, so they go, well, if we say it's banned, then maybe other people, you know, maybe the parents will help us with all of this. The prime minister in Australia said, social media is harming our kids. It's time to do something about it. He called it world leading legislation. It would apply to all the big sites, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, X, maybe even YouTube. Kids and parents wouldn't get in trouble, just the sites would, so they would have to take reasonable steps to prevent access. So it's like some sites you go to now where they go, are you 18? And you just click yes.
Yeah. I look, there's no real maybe way to do it, but any way to create like a yellow to a red light so it's not just a straight pass and go, I think is great.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a bold step. And I think this is not the last we're going to hear about this.
Yeah.
So just want to let everybody know.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Ties are not very common in the NFL, especially these days. The Chicago Bears hold the record with the most ties in a single season with 6, including 3 games in a row, which is also a record, but that was obviously way back in the day. Probably before they had overtime. Know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Probably. Pez originally, you know, now it's just like a one-off, you know, just kind of like a nothing, you know what I mean? Not a nothing candy, but you know what I mean by that. It's just, yeah, it's common. It's, yeah, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Pez was originally marketed as a sophisticated, healthy candy for adults when it came out in America in 1953. Within 2 years, they shifted the marketing. They went, this isn't working. And it became a candy for kids with a toy as the dispenser.
Oh my God, listen to me. It was sophistication for seven-year-olds because we felt so cool being able to be like, would you like one? And then opening the little head and being like, grab one.
Oh, yes. And Tic Tacs. Then remember,
yeah, Tic Tacs.
Remember when you were old enough that you were able to have your own Tic Tacs? That was, yeah, that was a sign of adulthood.
Yes, it was. Well,
these are a little too much, but now you can have. And then when you had your own, your little shaker box of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would you like some Tic Tacs? All of a sudden you had a French accent because you were fancy. I got you. Okay. Now listen. Before penicillin, the best available cure for syphilis was intentionally giving somebody malaria. Now, why they know this, for the record, I'm a fully formed grown adult man. I really don't know what syphilis is. I don't want to know. I don't intend on having it. And I'm convinced that if that ends up in my search history, that's the day that I get in a horrible car accident and die. And then they go back and they go, yeah, why was he looking for syphilis? And so I don't need that aggravation and I don't care. And so I'm not worried about it. I'm also afraid of what I might see. So,
Well, it makes you feel better. I have no idea what it means either. So I'm glad you admitted it for like half of the people listening, including myself.
Sure. So you intentionally gave somebody malaria because it would cause such a high fever that it would kill off the syphilis.
Smart.
Of course, it could also potentially kill you, but at least you wouldn't have syphilis.
There he is.
There you go. That's a good point to end on, I think. That's probably enough for one day. Yeah. And look how close we are to Friday already. You know what I mean? This is awesome. Have an amazing day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian, what you got with the 60,000 subscriber man? Woo. What you got going?
Hey, be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Go check out the Unlikely podcast, especially on YouTube. You should subscribe and then get off of YouTube when you're done watching and go on the Odyssey app where you can listen to it and listen to the Jeb Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H Gordon, and I'll see you tonight at Fountain Blue, 8 p.m.
Yeah, and then we'll see you tomorrow right here. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeb Buchanan Show.